The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Alain Zardine and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
The Major League Baseball crackdown. So we just talked about this the other day. We saw Gerrit Cole last week talk about how he didn't want to answer a question about if he's ever put something on a ball or tampered with balls. And today Major League Baseball came out, and pitchers will now be ejected and suspended for 10 games for using illegal foreign substances to mess with their doctor balls. And that starts June 21st. So, you know, when we went through this, guys, and, you know, you guys can have your two cents here too, but when we talked about this, the one thing that I remember we came out of, and I believe, you know, I was definitely on it, was that it's got to have some teeth. They've got to come out and put some teeth on this thing. And I think when you think about you're suspending a player for 10 games now, for a pitcher, it's a little different because I believe that'll be about two starts, or so. And that'll affect, like, that has an effect on your team. It has effect on, you know, you got to call up other guys to fill those spots or move the guys around from your minor league, or you have to put guys from those mid relievers into that spot. It kind of jacks everything up. So this has teeth, and it'll get progressively more serious as they find out they're going to do it. The challenge that I have with this is, how are you going to notice it? Like, are you going to have to, and Greg, this was your point, are you going to have to go and check the pitcher every third inning or whatever, every time a batter goes by, is like, he's cheating, you know, or whatever the case is, or maybe the other back catcher goes, hey, he's cheating. I don't know how you're going to police it, but I think you've got to show that you're willing to do it and crack down early. If I was Major League Baseball, in that first week it's open, so July 21st till, let's call it Canada Day, I know that's like 10 days or whatever, they should try to catch a half dozen players. Catch them. Boom. Out. Just to show that they're on it and they're watching. And right away, some of the more guys are a little more, you know, maybe adverse to bad publicity, or they don't want to get in trouble, they'll pull out. The guys that always want to cheat, they'll find a way to cheat. It's just like with the steroids. And then you have to try to keep cracking down those guys. But I think they got to come down heavy and quickly and get, like I said, a half dozen people in those first 10, 11, 12 days, if possible, and find them. Even if one innocent guy is proven, is unfortunately caught in the web, you've got to make a stand. You've got to let them know that you're willing to do this and put it down. And the way I know from this is when they did diving in hockey, and they'd say, well, we're going to release a name. Well, they barely, like, I hardly remember any guys getting it, and they're still diving. I don't think it's as bad as it was, but there was a lot, you know, 15 years ago, and they're, oh, we're going to put the name Jason Stradwick Dove. Like, they barely did anyone. You've got to come down and hammer on guys, even fringe ones, just so they know you're watching. And I think that'll put them on alert. So I like this move by baseball. I think the suspension is good, but you've got to actually suspend people and make them pay and make them realize that you're watching all the time to make this change.